from KQED.
House Republicans unveiled their budget proposal for 2012 yesterday, including hefty cuts to Medicaid. When you consider that about one in five Californians relies on Medi-Cal, what we call Medicaid here, the implications are huge. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy reports.
The GOP budget proposal would shrink Medicaid's budget by $750 billion over the next 10 years. That's a cut of about 30%. California's Director of Healthcare Services, Toby Douglas, says those cuts wouldn't just affect the 7.5 million poor people in California who rely on Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal is a huge investment in California in the broader delivery system, keeping our trauma centers open, keeping our hospitals open, keeping nursing facilities open. To the extent you pull a lot of money out of the system, you're creating a situation where providers may have to close their doors, leaving other citizens without access to care.
The GOP proposal also changes the way federal Medicaid dollars would be delivered to states. Congressman Tom McClintock sits on the House Budget Committee. The Republican from South Lake Tahoe says states like California would be given the freedom to spend Medicaid dollars according to their own unique needs and populations.
Federal government will be block granting a sum to each of the states, and the states will be restored the freedom to decide how best to manage those funds.
California's Health Services Director Toby Douglas says block grants are risky for state governments.
Fundamentally, a block grant is based on assumptions on how enrollment will grow in a program, how healthcare costs will grow. To the extent those assumptions are off, you're placing fiscal risk on a state.
The Medicaid changes proposed by Republican House members on Tuesday are just the opening salvo in a long fight over next year's budget. That battle won't begin in earnest until Congress can agree how to fund the government for the next 6 months. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.